Welcome to another edition of the Home Improvement Show. Joanne Brack is sitting in front of Walter Assey, as I do every Saturday. Walter Assey, president of Renovco, who continues to take all of your questions concerning your home improvement projects, your home improvement needs. The lines are open, my friends, 514-790-0800. You can call us with your questions for Walter. You can also text us. Calling is always best. It's always best to get a one-on-one chat with Walter, 514-790-0800. Walter, how are you?
I'm doing great. A bit apprehensive.
Yes.
Maybe partially a bit excited as well.
We are talking about Trump, tariffs.
We're always talking about Trump these days.
Yeah.
It's the topic of the day.
Yeah.
It's going to be an eye-opener for us today, I think, you know. And, you know, I heard you yesterday, you were
I was replacing Aaron, right?
That is correct. And you had a great show, asking who is best to lead in this time. You know, I think every Canadian household should be leading. It's not going to take a man to lead us right now. It's every Canadian, every consumer, every time we go to a store, every contractor you hire, every hard store you visit, you know, buy Canadian, be proud. Let's encourage our businesses. This is our children, our grandchildren, our relatives, our neighbors' jobs as well. And like we were talking before the show started, I mean, it's going to be painful for us, but it shouldn't be painless for them.
Yeah, this is what Walter's saying. We're going to take a hit, but it doesn't mean we can't give a hit back. For your industry in particular, and this is interesting because there's a lot of talk on tariffs for steel, for different materials. Where is your industry in particular most vulnerable, do you think, with these tariffs?
So anything that is finished products. Like, I mean, when it comes to raw material, there's a good chance that we will export less to the States, so the prices are going to drop. So that's kind of silver lining in this. But the finished products, as far as, cabinetry or faucetry or like the collar brand or anything that we import from the States, will take a hit for sure. Price-wise, it will go up.
Mm.
Now, the great news is if we don't manufacture it for Canada, in Canada, Europe manufactures and we have certain European lines, there's Chinese lines. So, I mean, you could still make a statement and without you as a consumer getting hit. In any which case, you don't want to be paying more for a product. So it's a win-win for you, but it's a decision you make. When you visit a hardware store, there's a Canadian hardware store and there's an American company running a hardware store. When there's, and this is like when it comes to construction, it's also you as a consumer that will put the pressure on when you come in and say, okay, show me your Canadian lines. Is this a Canadian company? It will also get the purchasers in these stores or these businesses to also feel the pressure to cater for you as a consumer.
So it's interesting because it's going to be in a lot of smaller choices on a consumer level, especially in your field. But what do you say to someone who, like for you guys, you mentioned this last week, made a conscious choice. You've already made the switch ahead of this, right?
Correct.
Explain that to us.
Correct. Well, I mean, in a way, our businesses have always been catered to work around the U.S. and for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We've been complacent. You know, we have the biggest world economy next to us, which is understandable in a way. But now it's an eye-opener because it's like you having a business catering to one client. The one time you have an argument with this client, your business is gone. Or the client is replaced by another person that bought him out and then he doesn't like your face, your business is gone.
Mm.
So I think this should become a habit going forward, no matter what happens with the tariffs. I mean, this is a wake-up call for us. Let's open new markets. Let's look somewhere else. Let us focus on us domestically and be more nationalistic and
protectionist.
And protectionist, because everybody seems to be taking that that route now. You have no choice. It's being pushed on you.
It's being pushed. 514-790-0800. We're taking calls for Walter Assey, again, president of Renovco. But what you're saying is interesting because in terms of you're saying, like, let's take our ball and go play with other friends. But that takes time. Those relationships take time. So where do you think, especially in your sector, if we're talking renovations, if we're talking construction, where are we going to see the price changing? Where are we going to get hit the hardest?
Well, if you look at finished products, there are certain plumbing lines like the collars, there are plastering joints, CGC, all of these companies that are big manufacturers that we depend on a lot will have an increase in the prices. You're right, it's going to take time. But meanwhile, we should use this time to reinvent ourselves. Mm. Meaning, you know, the government have a role to play for sure. But the role is not to just throw money at us and give us temporary, needles to boost us for a couple of months. They should be producing these lists and they should be telling us, okay, we're missing these types of factories, X, Y, Z, and we're giving subventions to businesses that will open these types of factories and encourage us to fill this gap as a business people in the community. Because, you know, if we actually ride this wave, what about the next one? Mm. What are we going to do?
So you're saying we're not prepared and we should have been better prepared.
Well, I mean, we've been complacent for a long time. We've always catered to this one client. Now this client, you know, wants to do things differently and we have to kind of react. We should have been acting, not reacting. Now we are in that, we have no choice. And, there's nothing really that makes sense about it. You're absolutely right. But what do you do?
Well, I have. We've all spent, I think, some time trying to find some method in the madness, but we're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen. We're getting some text messages about what you're saying, by the way. 514-790-0800. We're taking calls for Walter Assey, of course, president of Renovco. If you have any home improvement questions, we're talking this morning, of course, about tariffs, because tariffs will impact construction. They'll impact, first of all, the available money people will have to do renovations. Somebody says, good morning to both of you, Joanne and Walter. I'm with Walter on the tariffs 100%. The war is on, one of the listeners says.
Let's call it a trade war.
Let's be clear. So another texter writes, all hardware stores are American in Quebec. Renault Depot is gone. Canadian department store is now American. So where do you have smaller shops?
Yes, we have definitely. And you know what? The great news is in our shopping, because there was a bit of one of our biggest suppliers for day-to-day materials is an American company. Mm. And we've had a relationship for years and years and years with them, a good relationship. So again, this is not, I don't like to call it the American-Canadian trade war. It's more the Trump war, because we have always had a huge, beautiful relationship with the States.
They're our closest allies.
Partners and neighbors, and we love them, and we have a lot of friends. And so it's an imposed one-person type of an idea, which is fine. He thinks he has its own benefits for his own people. He has the right. He's the president. He was voted in. And that's fair game, okay? There's nothing wrong with it. It's how we react to it. And in a way, when we started doing the research on local companies, mm-hmm. there are companies like Patrick Morin, very much a Canadian company. Lefebvre Benoit, very much a Canadian company. Canac, very much a Canadian company.
So they're there. You just have to do
the
research.
They're there. And I tell you one thing. They have amazing prices. Mm. And I even tell you one thing. Their service is great. So it's a win-win for us, you know. And when you come in and you say, I'm a first-time customer and I'm here to encourage you, it gives them a boost. It gives them a morale thing. And then you feel good about it at the same time.
Can you repeat those names? Somebody just texted.
Patrick Morin.
Yes.
Lefebvre Benoit. And Canac. Canac is CANAC.
Okay. I guess it's just a lot of the things, too, is what we're realizing.
Sorry, there's also BMR.
BMR.
Them off.
I think, no, you know what's interesting?
I'm sure there's others. I'm just saying, like, the things that just come to mind. And these are the people, if you want, these are the new line, distributors for us right now that we are encouraging from our end as well.
Yeah, another text message just came in here. We should say, don't buy USA. I'm happy to buy from Mexico or any other country. Buy Canadian for sure, but avoid USA. So it's looking like people there's a back and forth all the time about whether or not boycotts work or not, but I think people are just upset at this point.
We're 38 million people.
Yeah.
If each and every one of us is buying for $100 worth of U.S. products, that makes a difference. That makes a dent. I mean, it's one thing to expect the government to solve your problems, but I mean, we have to also see what we could do.
Yeah.
To, you know, they can't make miracles. What do you want them to do in overnight? They can't. So, if you want the message to arrive fast, and if you want it to be effective, each and every one of us have to act in the same way.
Yeah, 514-790-0800. We are taking your questions for Walter Assey, president of Renofco. This is the Home Improvement Show. Five one four seven nine zero oh 800. Your best bet to speak with Walter Assey, president of Renofco. We're talking about all of your home improvement needs, all the questions that you have, he will answer. But before the break, we were talking about these Trump tariffs, and oh boy, lots of reaction on the text line. A lot of people, by the way, can we again? People are asking you to repeat the Canadian hardwares.
Okay, so Patrick Morin would be one. Lefebvre Benoit.
Lefebvre Benoit, that's what, yeah, someone was asking.
And Kanak. And BMR. So these are bigger stores in the sense you were asking me before the break. These are not small hardware stores. These are as big as the other building box stores, and the prices are great. And, you know, if you need any help or assistance, I'll gladly, through the Ask Walter button on our website, answer any of your questions. If I don't have the answer, get one of my team to work on it. Mm. I promise I'll try to be as proactive. You know, this is as important for us that you also, we are part of your research, and we can help and we can assist and we can be part of this community too. And I encourage all the other businesses, please. I know we have a lot of contractors that are listening, a lot of suppliers as well. Please be as proactive and start catering to these consumers' needs and wants.
Yeah, so the Ask Walter button is on the Renofco website. There's going to be lots of information about Canadian-owned companies. If you're about to start a project and you say to yourself, well, no, I want to encourage Canadian first. Canadian Tire, by the way, yes, remains Canadian-owned. But again, for those raw materials for bigger constructions, it's less of a...
Yeah, it's not going to cater to the lumber, your lumber needs or your drywall needs necessarily and stuff like that. It's more like auto and camping and stuff like that. But it
is Canadian owned.
Yeah, it's Canadian owned. So, I mean, it is an option for you to visit. And again, any question you have, any supplier you need, just, you know, reach out and we'll see how we can assist.
So that's the Ask Walter button as well. 514-790-0800. Call in, Ask Walter your questions about home improvement, or if you have a comment to make about what's actually going to happen, what's going on with our neighbors, we're going to say for now, in the South, in terms of tariffs. Ralph is on the line. Ralph has an entirely different question. Ralph has a problem with condensation in the attic. Ralph, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. And good morning. I'd like to ask, the question is that I redid my shingles in the month of June last year. And the other day I received a call from the people who did it, the company, and they put this issue to my mind. They asked me to come over and verify if in the attic there's condensation. Now, it got me a little bit concerned, and I would like to know from Walter, who should I really contact in order to put my mind at ease?
Typically, installation companies is a good place to start.
Pardon me, Walter?
Installation companies. So company that does, you know, is a spray foam or blown-in installation is a good place to start. They should have good technicians that will look at the right things in your attic. So most people, when they change a roof, and unfortunately, a lot of contractors have a tendency to put their blinders on and only look at their specialty, which I find a big mistake. A good roofer, I've always said it, is a roofer that sticks their head in your attic as well as check your shingles, because he guarantees the product on top. But he can guarantee the attic area and what's happening in the attic area, which could also on its own cause water damage. Now, condensation, if you have major lack of insulation in your attic, that will, believe it or not, cause you a water damage just based on condensation. If you have blocked soffits, lack of ventilation, that will cause other problems. It will overheat your attic, which will drastically shorten the age of your shingles. That's why when you go, sometimes you see people that have curly shingles and it curls up, it's because they dried up. This is all telltale signs of a sick attic that needs to be addressed.
Oh, so the attic, the heat in the heat in the attic will cause shingles to
That's
get damaged?
One cause, one of the reasons why, if you want roofs' lives shortened or shingles' life shortened, is due to also an unhealthy attic. So what you could do is you call in an insulation technician. They check in the soffits. They ensure that you have enough insulation in your attic and enough max vents on your roof, because you want to make sure that the soffits that are around your home, just to kind of make everyone understand, because I've seen cases where people just add max vents on the roof. That's not enough. The intake of these max vents is your soffits. So if your soffits are blocked, these max vents on top are useless. That's why it's important that a roofer goes in and check your attic to see if your soffits are blocked, to see if you have enough insulation. He gives you a list. They don't necessarily do the work, but they will tell you, look, add more insulation, unblock your soffits, I'm going to do you the roof, but then the rest is you. And that's, you know, once you start looking at your roof as a system, then that's when you're going to realize that the roofs are lasting a lot longer. You don't have as much ice damming on your roof. You don't have as much issues or, you know, water backups or anything of that nature.
Walter, could you just give me an idea of an insulation, name of an insulation?
For me to push them, I haven't worked.
No. It's just to have an idea, so I know, an idea where to start from, and you know, I could call, and then I make up my mind, and I get an idea who's out there that I could choose from. You know.
So try Algon, A L G O N.
All right, they are in Quebec, Montreal?
They are in Montreal, that is correct.
Okay, Algon. Okay, Walter, I think you've got me started, and I'll see if I really need that condensation test, you know?
All right, Ralph, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. 514-790-0800. We are taking calls for Walter Assey, president of Renofco. Walter, you're getting lots of support on the text line, by the way. I think people want you to run.
I'm going to be running the other way.
In the other direction. Bye, Walter.
Know, if people like you, you shouldn't run into politics, right?
Exactly. Someone's asking here, actually a great comment from Tony saying, it's important to point out the difference that made in Canada is different than produced in Canada. Made in Canada, Tony says, is entirely made in Canada, whereas produced is 51% or up?
Correct. So you can assemble stuff in Canada. So you buy the components from different areas. Mm. And as long as 51% of that product is Canadian made, you could put produced in Canada.
Okay.
But you're allowed to get 49% from other countries.
So we're looking for, if we're going to buy Canadian, we're looking for made.
I mean, look, at this point, you're looking for made. That would be your number one. But beggars can't be choosers. We don't produce everything here.
No, we
don't. So, you know, the second choice will be, okay, 49%. And then the third choice would be different markets.
All right, 514-790-0800. We are taking your calls and your questions, your concerns even. All of them for Walter Assey, president of Renofco. This is the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, 514-790-0800, your best chance to speak to Walter Assey about all of your home improvement needs. You can text us as well. We're getting lots of texts, by the way, about your positions on the Trump tariffs. People, I'm telling you, it's for real. There's a sense that I think people want you to run. And as you said before the break, you're running away. Reed is on the line, and Reed has a problem with, I think, his crawl space. Is that his crawl space? Reed, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, take it away.
It's a crawl space with a block foundation around it, and I'm just wondering if I was to spray foam, is it the best idea to spray foam around the blocks on the inside, and would that actually do anything if it's sitting on a dirt base kind of thing?
Are you insulating for insulation purposes or you're insulating for other reasons?
For heat retention.
For what?
I'm trying to keep the place warm.
Heat retention. Sorry, Reed, you're breaking up a little bit, but you said heat retention.
Okay, so the fast answer for you on this would be yes. Urethane spray foam, closed cell spray foam would be your best bet. The thing that's worrying me a bit is the fact that you said the word dirt floor, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a very important question. Is there anything on the dirt, or it's just dirt right now?
It's just dirt with rocks underneath, a bedrock kind of thing underneath.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a trick that's going to cost you very, very little money, but it's going to do a huge impact on what's going on. So you could do the spray foaming. Okay, let's start with that, just to kind of simplify matters for you. The only issue that you are going to run into when you spray foam is the spray foam by itself, to keep it exposed, is not cooled because it's flammable, right? So the other option would be the same company. You tell them to give you something on top of the... So they spray the uniform, the urethane, and then there's something called Ignifuge, which is a light sprayed coat of cement that you put on top. And it's just really the only purpose of it is to make it non-flammable. So, you know, spark somewhere or a flame, the house doesn't go into flames. So that would be one option that you might want to entertain at the same time. The other thing that you need to address would be the humidity that is coming from your earth. Because right now, that also causes multiple issues. It can potentially cause you mold. So all what you need to do is really put a vapor barrier and overlap on the dirt. You could put straight on the dirt, but make sure that the joints are overlapped and you put some type of weights in order to ensure, or you could just tape them with a vapor barrier tape to make sure that they're all nicely taped. That will cut your humidity that's coming from that crawl space by at least 90%. And it's going to cost you almost nothing. So you're going to feel a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous difference in the ambient air and the smell even. Because, you know, crawl spaces that are on dirt, they tend to smell musty and humid. And just simply by doing that trick, that will actually help a lot.
I have also seen do-it-yourself spray foam mixer things for about, roughly speaking, $1,200.
Well, if you haven't done it before, you're going to be surprised to see that the price difference is not going to be much more if you don't have a big space. Because I think the one for $1,200 covers up to 300 or 400 square feet if you're going 3 inches. So it turns out to be very close to what a company would charge you. Okay, now the other issue that you're going to run into by doing it yourself is sometimes you're going to overspray, so you might even have less available for you because you're not as trained as, if you wish, the people that do it every day. So you might not evenly spread it. And that's also not going to take away from the fact that you need the Ignifuge anyways to make it cold. So you can buy that in cans. You can buy it. So if you're going to bring in a company just for the Ignifuge portion, it's going to cost you, they're going to charge you probably as much as spraying the foam and the Ignifuge at the same time.
I have seen many reno shows on TV where they're spraying this stuff on interior walls upstairs in the house, and nobody's seems to have mentioned Ignifuge.
Well, usually either you put Ignifuge or you put drywall.
So, oh, okay, drywall.
Yeah, right. Drywall is a fire. Again, this is if you go with 5/8, you have different ratings for drywall, but the minimum it will be the 1/2 inch. So yeah, that's why you do drywall and fire tape, and that's really, and you could do that in the crawl space. I'm just telling you, maybe it's not a great idea because it tends to be very humid, and you have dirt floors, so the drywall itself might rot and mold, whereas Ignifuge would not. So I'm trying to give you some type of material that is more, if you want, waterproof or humidity-proof, for that matter.
Okay. Well, in my case, the crawl space is very dry, but thank you very much for your advice. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Reed. 514-790-0800. Your chance to ask Walter Assey your questions, president of Renovco. Somebody, before I read this, next one. Can you spell the cement coating?
Ignifuge.
Okay.
So Ignifuge.
Again, no, I'm kidding. I'm not.
I'm in a spelling bee.
That was a question from Monique. There's another texter asking about the fluctuations of temperature we've been getting with the polar vortex and the temperatures going up and down. What kind of an impact does that have on our house, on the structure, and what can we do to mitigate it?
I mean, usually, mechanically is the way you want to go. So if it's too dry in the house, I mean, obviously for the heat, you have your furnace or your auxiliary heat of some kind, whether it's electric baseboards or convectors or what have you. Humidifiers on your machines are important. The type of humidifiers are important. You know, you want the mist ones.
But are the houses, like, I mean, to be honest, we're in Canada. We did have a polar vortex and there has been some fluctuation. Are we built? Are we okay for this?
We are built. I mean, most homes are built
to withstand.
As per our, if they're built to the building code,
yeah,
then we are built to withstand all of this. We're built to be hermetic. So we were, especially the newer homes, I should say, to kind of insulate the homes enough that the outside temperature becomes less important because of the equipment that we have in the house, to kind of where you are, where you have a, you know, an older home that have insulation issues, or, you know, you have some structural issues, I guess. Not the wood per se. I mean, the wood will work, but it's not the wood per se. It's more, for example, if you don't have lack of insulation, if you have lack of insulation and it's minus 30 outside, plus you are overheating inside, you're going to have condensation in your exterior walls, which are going to cause you mold. And, you know, it's going to be also, you're working your furnace overtime. It's going to be working more than it needs to. So it will break down maybe
faster,
prematurely. You know, roofline issues, attic issues, condensation issues. So it will accelerate whatever underlying problems you have. So if you have a condensation in your attic, you're just going to have a lot more because of all these fluctuations.
So again, the humidifier, the type of heating you're using. I mean, we live in the north. It's going to happen. It's a great question, but I don't know that there is, you know, it has to be mechanical and from inside the house. That's the only way.
That is correct. So there's a lot of things you could do mechanically, and, you know, and then, you know, you do a checklist. You know, a house, I always say, it's like, you know, sometimes you take your car for an inspection to see what's wrong with it. And so, not necessarily because there's something wrong with it. It's always good to have someone every, you know, I don't know, 5, 7, 8, 9 years to come and, you know, give you a checklist of things you have not seen, because maybe the problem is underlaid somewhere that you can't see it. But, you know, you get it professional to
We were talking about this. I think that every house needs a checkup, Walter Assey. If only we knew somebody who had a company. 514-790-0800. We're taking your calls. We've got callers on the line. We're going to take a teeny tiny break. You're listening to The Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show. Call in for your questions, all of your questions, for Walter Assey, president of Renovco, 514-790-0800. That is the call line. We also have a text line available. Walter is taking your questions. Giles, I think, is on the line. Giles has been waiting quite patiently with a question about a fireplace. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Take it away.
Good morning. I have a propane fireplace in my house. Earlier this week, we had strong winds that blew off the chimney cap. Mm-hmm. But as a result, I realized that the fireplace goes off. When I turn it on, the flame starts off, then it turns into blue and then goes off. It doesn't work anymore. So I'm wondering what could be the reason and if it is dangerous. I'm also having a hard time finding someone to do repairs. So I'm wondering if it takes long, is it going to cause extensive damage on the fireplace?
So you're probably having a backdraft. When the chimney cap blew off, I mean, there is a damper to prevent having a backdraft. So I would not, I repeat, I would not use the propane fireplace until I replace the cap. That's very important. As far as who to call, who have you been calling to fix this?
I looked at this, the chimney cap did have the company that installed it. I think it's called Excel. It's in Saint Jerome. Okay. I've been trying to reach them. Mm-hmm. Without success, also trying to reach contractors I worked with in the past.
So, no, what you want to reach for is only and exclusively fireplace installation companies. No one else is going to be interested or should really touch this unless they are certified fireplace installers because of many reasons. One of them is poisoning from fumes or fires or you know or any of the of this. They have special insurance for that. So I would keep on calling these type of people, and you're bound to find one because it's not their season right now. So you might be lucky enough to find one that will assist you. And meanwhile, there's not much you could do. I mean, if you can't find absolutely anyone that can intervene quickly, the other people that you could call are roofers, and the only thing they could do to assist you is to put some type of a tarp or protection to ensure you don't have a water damage.
Right.
And that will be probably your best bet. So you first start with the fireplace companies. There are a lot. I know Montreal Brick and Pierre have a fireplace division. They might be able to assist you.
What was the name?
Montreal Brick and Stone, Montreal Brick et Pierre.
Okay.
They have different branches, so they might be able to assist you. You could try. And if that doesn't work, just call a roofer for now to at least waterproof the place.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much. We've got Sonia on the line. Sonia, can you hear us?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I do also have a fire, a chimney cap that's gone, and I use wood to heat the basement mostly. However, there's a lot of black mold as well, and I'm wondering by using wood stove if I'm heating up the mold spores in the basement, and how dangerous is it, or should I completely stop using wood to heat the house?
Sorry, I'm not understanding the connection between the mold spores and the wood and the fireplace. Can you just re-explain?
Okay, well, there's no chimney cap anymore. It's a very windy area.
Okay.
So the chimney cap is gone.
Okay.
It's been gone since last year. However, I have been heating the basement with wood fire with no chimney cap. And there's also a lot of black mold in the basement that I try not to disturb. However, when I heat the basement with the wood stove, am I in fact heating up that mold on the floors and walls and bringing the spores up to the second floor?
Okay, so I'm just going to separate the two questions because there is a distinction between the two. I'm going to start with the mold spores in the basement and the fact of disturbing and not disturbing. The idea behind mold spores is not just to leave them alone. It's not like asbestos. Asbestos, you leave it alone, you don't disturb it, it doesn't affect you. Mold spores that are forming and typically are active is due to something that is more in the cavity, whether it's an insulation or water infiltration issue. So it's the growth is continuous. It reproduces. It does not stop. You will be helping by creating a more hot and dry environment because the ambient air could also create mold spores just by the relative humidity being above 55%. So in that respect, you are helping. But is it are you being safe about it? You're still breathing these spores for sure. So it's not a place that I would definitely want to spend time, especially elongated period of time, because, you know, you are breathing these spores no matter what you're doing. You're kind of putting lipstick at the situation. So just to kind of answer you, using heat, especially like wood, is a good thing because it takes the humidity out of the air and makes it very dry, and that's something that the ambient air mold does not like. But you're not really targeting the cavity mold, which is probably still being reproduced anyways. As far as the chimney cap is concerned, there is a concern there because we don't know what kind of backdraft you're getting back in the house.
Uh-huh.
So I would have that checked, Sonia. It's not, you know, it's pretty important for you to check it out. I wouldn't, especially that you're using this fireplace.
Okay, that's good news, I guess. All right, well, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
All right, bye now.
Thank you so much, Sonia. I hope that helped you out. Walter, we want to remind everybody that if they didn't have a chance to call in and talk to you, you very much have the Ask Walter button. Remind people where they can find that Ask Walter.
Ask Walter is at renofco.com. Ask Walter is right there. And I am, you know, it's my way of trying to be in touch with you as much as I can, because I know it's a short show and we can't get to all of you. So I'll do my best to try to assist.
Walter Assey, a man of the people. All right, we'll see you all. We'll hear you all next week. That does it for us.